This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. There's a new investigation unfolding into the UCCS tragedy. The university has hired an attorney along with former Mayor John Southers, who also used to be a prosecutor. The two will look into how last month's double murder was handled. The update comes days after a judge ruled the suspect can be evaluated to see if he's competent to stand trial. Nicholas Jordan is accused of shooting his roommate and a woman in a dorm room hours after asking to withdraw from school. The new review may lead to changes on campus as students continue to ask for more security. Colorado Springs is faced with a critical 911 dispatcher shortage. That means folks who call the emergency line could be on hold for several minutes. The communication center is authorized to staff 113 positions, but they're closer to 86. If you would like to help with the shortage, you should apply for the position at the city's website. Mayor Mobilati is hosting a public ceremony in honor of a local business owner and philanthropist. He's set to declare tomorrow, Tuesday, March 26th, Gerald J. Chimino Day in Colorado Springs. Chimino was the former president and CEO of Phil Long Dealerships. He died on February 25th at the age of 87. The public ceremony is planned for 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on the third floor of City Hall. The 5th Congressional District race is starting to take shape here in El Paso County. A Republican assembly was held over the weekend with hundreds of delegates.
Politics is messy. It's messy and it's local.
Former State Representative Dave Williams gained the support of 70 delegates. He'll face Jeff Crank in June's primary. State Senator Bob Gardner is confident he'll make the ballot too after his signatures are verified. The assembly for Democrats is April 6th. This is all to find a replacement for Congressman Doug Lamborn, who's retiring after nearly 20 years in office. Colorado's new election is now official. Governor Polis signed an executive order over the weekend to have voters fill a vacancy in the 4th Congressional District on June 25th. He says having it the same day as the state primary will avoid costly duplication. The winner will replace Ken Buck, who left office early on Friday. The former representative now plans to focus on getting better candidates on the ballot starting in November. It appears Colorado is in for a hot and dry summer. That's thanks to rain slowing down later this spring. Forecasters at NOAA shared their spring outlook. It shows the state's precipitation for April, May, and June leaning towards wetter than average, with conditions in the north and slightly drier than average in the south. Experts point out while the winter snowpack is in good shape, the summer could renew drought concerns, especially in parts of the Rocky Mountains and Great Plains. Here's a KRDO News Radio traffic alert. Crews are replacing some traffic signals in Teller County. They're along Highway 24 at Trout Creek Road and Aspen Garden Way Paradise Circle in Woodland Park. The project starts April 1st and is expected to be finished by August. Closures will be in place. And the latest installment of a 40-year-old film franchise takes the number one spot at the movies. ABC's Dave Packer has this weekend's box office numbers.
Who you gonna call?
The Ghostbusters are finished.
Not quite yet. The fifth film in the franchise, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, taking the top spot at the box office, beating expectations, earning $45.2 million. Dune Part 2 hangs on to its number two spot, selling $17.6 million worth of tickets. Kung Fu Panda 4 drops to third place. In fourth, the horror film Immaculate, the second new release of the weekend with a meager $5.3 million debut. Mark Wahlberg's Arthur the King rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Cloudy skies and cold temperatures as we head into the afternoon. We'll still see some scattered snow showers through the late evening hours. Then snow showers come to an end as we head overnight. Morning lows are going to be cold, down to 17 degrees tomorrow morning. Colorado Springs, 19 in Pueblo. A little milder tomorrow afternoon, but still some scattered rain and snow showers. 44 Colorado Springs, 48 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.